I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. On January 12, 2010, a 7.0 earthquake practically flattened Haiti's capital city. A decade later, there's little to no recovery process thanks to government neglect and corruption. However, Compassion Haiti is making steady gains. Compassion International's Rico St. Paulin says they're releasing children and families from poverty in Jesus' name. Visit missionnews.org to help Haitians rewrite their future.
We arose from the rubble, and the ministry has gotten stronger. We are serving more babies, caregivers, children, and youths. Today, we are working alongside 350 church partners to bring hope and a future to more than 125,000 children. And, you know, we are moving forward.
And Sudan is stepping in the right direction towards religious freedom, but how far will they go? For now, the U.S. State Department has taken Sudan off the blacklist for religious freedom violations. This means less sanctions and more diplomatic cooperation between the two countries. The transitional government is rewriting the script for Sudanese politics. In another positive sign, Christians were allowed to march in a Christmas celebration. First time that's happened since ousted President Bashir came to power. Voice of the Martyrs, USA spokesman Todd Nettleton.
This is a key time for the church, and we can pray for their protection and their encouragement and their boldness to have a voice right now as these new laws are being passed and really speak up on behalf of the gospel and hopefully on behalf of religious freedom in their country.
And thanks for joining us for Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported thanks to you. Join us here on our social media network and find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.